Domtech closure leaves hundreds jobless. The news that Marine Acquisition Incorporated, doing business as Domtech, will cease operation and close its Limerick Township facility has sent shockwaves through the community. The 640 North Lewis Road plant, which employs 89 people, is expected to shut down by December 31st, resulting in a significant loss of jobs for local residents. This closure marks a major setback for the region's manufacturing sector, which has been struggling to adapt to changing market demands and technological advancements. The company's decision to close the facility was announced in a letter to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, outlining the expected timeline for the layoffs. The Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, WARN, requires employers to provide a 60-day notice before closing plants or conducting mass layoffs. In this case, Domtech has given adequate notice, but the impact on employees will still be felt deeply. The closure of the facility is expected to be permanent, with only some employees being offered relocation. The company's Vice President of Human Resources, Janine Waite, stated in the letter that the entire facility will be impacted, except for those who are offered relocation. This suggests that while some employees may have the opportunity to relocate, many others will face significant uncertainty about their future employment. The phased nature of the layoffs is intended to minimize disruption to the community. The first separations are expected to begin between August 21 and September 3, with all separations completed by March 31, 2027. This timeline allows for a gradual transition period, but it also means that many employees will face uncertainty for several years. The closure of the Domtech facility is a reminder of the challenges facing the manufacturing sector in recent years. The industry has been impacted by factors such as globalization, technological advancements, and shifting consumer demands. As companies continue to adapt to these changes, they must also prioritize employee well-being and support those affected by closures. The economic impact of this closure will be felt far beyond the facility itself. Local businesses and suppliers may experience disruptions to their operations, while residents may face increased traffic and congestion as employees commute to other areas for work. In terms of specific numbers, 89 employees will lose their jobs at the Montgomery County facility. While this is a significant number, it represents only a small fraction of the total workforce in the region. However, the cumulative effect of such closures can have a lasting impact on local economies and communities. The closure of the Domtech facility serves as a reminder of the importance of supporting workers who are affected by layoffs and closures. Governments and companies must work together to provide resources and support for those who lose their jobs, ensuring that they have access to training, education, and other opportunities to transition to new employment. As the manufacturing sector continues to evolve, it is essential that companies prioritize employee well-being and adapt to changing market demands. The closure of the Domtech facility highlights the need for greater support and resources for workers who are impacted by closures, as well as a focus on innovation and diversification in the industry.